defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
With Nick Fuentes, pretty well-spoken, smart guy. You wouldn't believe that. Watch the media, just like they do with me. They cherry-pick stuff. They lie. They take stuff out of context. They have sources. They're liars. It's just what they do. It's a standard operating procedure. But pulling back from all of this, the good news is humanity's waking up to elites in general. Big victory getting what we got out on Epstein. Big victories on so many fronts. Time is on our side. And as governments and corporations and groups try to squeeze people, it's backfiring. But Nick, the midterms. Now, this is something I don't want to say I even overall disagree with you. But I have trouble with it in general. You say punish the Republicans. Any party in almost every case that wins the main election, general election, for people that don't know, I know most of you do, loses about 95% of the time in the midterm, but then that catapults them generally with a better shot of winning in the general election. But then the issue is, I know you don't like J.D. Vance, not compared to Marco Rubio, the neocon. He's an angel cake. But in the polls, Rubio's, not on the grassroots. People like him better for whatever reason. So looking at that, how does voting Democrat, when they're just going to open the borders again and, probably try to pack the Supreme Court, how does that, I get that would definitely punish the Republicans. But Lindsey Graham said a few days ago on Fox News, he doesn't care about losing the midterms. So a lot of the neocons, in a way, want to do that and go back to power sharing with the Democrats. So I've heard your arguments, but convince me of why this is the right way to go. Because here you are endorsing Massey, in the primary. Would you endorse him then over the Democrat if he wins? I'm trying to understand this.
Absolutely. And I endorse him in the primary, endorse him in the general. But I do believe that in this race, we got to take a couple steps back. And the reason being is because, this administration's a complete and total failure on the two things it promised to do. I think the reasons that they voted for Trump, and by they, I mean Republicans, there are really three big issues. They wanted no new wars. They wanted mass deportations because Biden brought in 10, 20 million illegal aliens. And they wanted inflation under control. Those were the big three. Well, we are in a new war with Iran. The war in Ukraine is still going. There's no mass deportations. They effectively canceled those, and they didn't even really try. And then inflation is now ticking back up at the fastest pace in 2-3 years since 2023. The new number came in from April. I think it's 3.8% it's going up by, and it's only going to get worse as the effects of the energy shock are priced in. So you look at those big three, and you can just objectively say, okay, they failed. They let us down. And what's more, and I said this to Steven Crowder, it's not that they couldn't keep the promises. They chose not to, and they were hoping that we would continue to support them anyway. Like with mass deportations, they have $200 billion from the Big Beautiful Bill for mass deportations. That was the whole point. And think of what they did. They cut Medicaid by $800 billion to support a 10% permanent reduction in the corporate tax cut. And the give me for the Republican base was, well, this is okay because we're going to give you $200 billion to build the wall, have the deportations, hire the ICE agents, buy the detention centers. And by the time, and by the way, it took about 6 months for that money to hit DHS. Took them 6 months to hire 10,000 ICE agents. They've only started to buy these detention centers. So it was just about at the beginning of the year when they were able to keep the promise. And what happened is the mass deportations became unpopular. And not only that, but they also threatened to derail the economy because you start deporting people from the Hyundai production facilities, the meat processing plants, from the Home Depot parking lots, from, as Trump calls them, the luncheonettes, from hospitality, from the farms. Now the donors are going to get upset because it's like the donors profit from the cheap labor. So Trump effectively said, we're not doing it anymore. We're not going to deport illegal aliens that have jobs because it's going to hurt Wall Street. It's going to hurt the donors.
And they're bringing in 50 million Chinese worker visas.
Yes, and he defended that.
Student visas.
He defended that in Beijing last week. He said, well, we need the Chinese to buy the farmland. We need the Chinese students to support the universities. So they made a conscious decision to betray us on Iran, on deportations. And I think there's literally no other option other than to say, we're going to vote for the enemies of every Republican that did this. Thomas Massey is one of the only.
I get that. If people do their studying and vote for America First good candidates, But then I guess just to, I mean, I can see then not voting for rhinos because they're almost even worse. That makes sense. So maybe, and I know you've been more nuanced, the media spun what you said. So you're being clear. Do your research and do not vote for neocon pro-nuclear war Israeli operative Republicans.
I mean, you could. That's so much longer, though. That's a mouthful because there's really like two Republicans that are good.
But I can support that. But I can support. Oh, there's a lot of them. Come on.
Come on. There's Ken Paxton, who's excellent.
By the way, Trump just endorsed him over Cornyn. Did you see that?
I did, and that is actually a really refreshing surprise because I thought he was going to go for Cornyn, and he's been getting cucked by the Senate for a long time. So that's an excellent endorsement. Massey's great. Fishback in Florida. I mean, there are some bright spots, but by and large, I mean, you know, we're doing this project at my nonprofit. We're going to rate every congressman looking at their voting record. How America First are they on immigration, foreign policy, trade? And what we found, we looked at the data, is it's like every Republican is an F, is a C, a D, an F on America First. So that's why I say, look, we're just voting Democrat. There's some exceptions. Those are some of them. Paxton, Massey, Fishback. These are good guys. But by and large, the Republicans let us down and they got to be punished. Now, I will make it clear. I want a Republican to win in 28. To me, that's a different ballgame.
Yeah, but who would that be? So let's bring up the main field. It's two people, and that's Rubio and Vance. So
I want it to be neither. And that's the other reason why you say Democrats winning the midterms will help the Democrats. Yeah, I want them to hurt everybody in the administration because Democrats will have oversight powers in the House. I want them to impeach Trump. I want them, and I don't want them to get a conviction, but I want them to make the indictment. I want them to subpoena everybody. I want this administration to slide further in the approval ratings. That's the only thing that's going to make an opening. Because what a lot of people don't maybe understand, and you understand this because you understand politics, the way it's shaping up right now is that it is a two-man race. It's a classic two-man. It's Vance, it's Rubio. The party will coalesce behind one of them, and probably the other one will bow out, if it's even a fight at all. And
so why are you mainly on Vance's ass when, I mean, I'll just tell you point blank, I think he's way better than Rubio.
I probably agree with that. However, I still don't think Vance is acceptable. I don't think either of them are acceptable. And I think that both need to be severely weakened by their proximity to the Trump administration so that someone else, the only way that we're going to get anyone else is if the Trump administration becomes so unpopular that people have an appetite for someone
that isn't in the Trump administration. Anyways, we need to, I hope Trump would do better, but we need to devalue him and get him off the plate. The insider trading makes Pelosi blush. I'm not going to lie to people. It's over the frickin' top. He says he's going to pardon the entire administration. This is a disgrace. I will not tie my name.
And I think it should, they should feel this pain. And look, Vance and Rubio are part of this administration. I want them to go down with the ship, basically, because that's the only way there's going to be room for somebody else. You know, we want a competition. We want a primary. We want another option. Another option will not
Massey,
even.
Do you think a Massey Paul ticket?
No, I don't want a libertarian. And I like Thomas Massey, but I don't think he's presidential material.
Well,
I'm thinking
who?
I have some people in mind, but I don't want to blow up their spot. I don't want them to be the Fuentes candidate or something like that. But I think there's some other people that have talked about running in the past, and I don't want to make any announcements or anything.
Let's stop there because we're almost out of time. I got a few other issues I want to hit with you. Let's talk about, at the end of the day, what really matters and where people can do something. Okay. You're not a whiner. I know how much you've been debanked. We have the same lawyer put on the no-fly list. They just took your banking away again. We are under constant attack. I don't whine to listeners and viewers, but this is literally a mission for us. People try to come kill Nick at his house, try to put me in prison, all of it. I need your support, all right? And it is so essential you go to thealexjonesstore.com, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, the very best supplements. Got to buy one, get one free on the very best iodine that's a missing link, the very best methylene blue, buy one, get one free for 48 hours, and a bunch of other sales. We need support. This is a war. Don't just take it for granted that Nick and I are out there. Yeah, we're stronger for our scars, but still, without you backing us, we're like sailing ships without wind. We ain't going nowhere. We become becalmed. So I need you to realize, listeners, that I'm not a whiner and neither is Nick, but everything is about you, your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And Nick's got great T-shirts and great hats and everything else. And then what is that? Fointestore.com. It is so essential because I know Nick wants to do a lot more. He's talked about it. He wants to do more shows. He wants to expand. You're either expanding or you're dying. Fish don't stay the same size in a pond. You got to get big to survive in this, okay? And I'm chewed up. I'm fighting hard, but I'm asking all of you respectfully, support us right now at Fuentes.store. Amazing designs, all of it. And support me at thealexandthor.com. That is a commitment you make to yourself. If you don't back, you know, most revolutionaries and communists rob banks and kidnap people for money. We don't do that. We just sell you great products. So, Nick, speak about what you've been through. And I know it takes days to go through it, but just a recap of that. So people understand, you want men and women in the arena? We're doing it together. I'll do it if you don't support me. But we can do so much more if you support. You want people to stand up and fight for you? We're doing it. We're under major attack. You've got to back your champions. Nick Fuentes.
Well, it's true. And a lot of people don't realize that. The point about having to be big to survive is 100% correct. And I'll just tell you, even recently, a lot of people like to think that now that I've gone viral, I'm on Instagram and everything. People say that I don't really have it hard anymore. I hear it sometimes. People say they let him, the elites, the Israel lobby, they let him come back. We had a problem last week. We've been using for several years a payment processor called Entropy. They provided a service. They did the super chats for us on the show. I don't take sponsorships. I don't do ads. I don't get paid by Rumble. I don't get paid by the platforms. The only way I made money was through viewer donations. People watch the show. They tip me $20 is the minimum. I read their chat on the air. The processor that does that service for us was called Entropy. Well, a couple weeks ago, the Canadian Broadcasting Company, which is state-run media, launched an investigation into Entropy. Now, Entropy is headquartered in Asia. I'm not going to say where. They do their payment processing in Europe. The CBC sent a reporter to Asia to literally knock on the door of their residence doing this investigative report about how they're processing payments for me, and all their banks shut them down the next week. The whole enterprise shut down a week after that report came out. So this service that we've used for, I think, maybe 3-5 years, they processed tons of my payments. They got shut down because a Canadian state-sponsored media outlet.
$800 million a year from the Canadian government to the media. Let's explain how this works. Brian Stelter and Oliver Darcy headed up the group that would harass me and everybody else. They would target any sponsor, harass them. They would drop us. Same thing now with the Onion guy with Bloomberg funding. He was the guy that did that at MSNBC. Okay, so people understand this is how they do it. So people need to understand this is not some cakewalk. This is 100% real, as you can see. You know, people, we fought so long and saved InfoWars so long, they go, oh, that's fake. It's not, you know. No, this is 100% real, and it's only those of you supporting us that's doing this. And you're absolutely right, Nick. I've seen you tell your audience, the way to beat tyranny is become successful and to back people that back you. And you know, we need the funds. It is so simple. And I saw those articles starting a month ago all over the place. You know, Nick Fuentes raises $900,000 a year off Super Chats. That's nothing, ladies and gentlemen, when you've got to run all this and pay for servers and all of it. And Nick needs security. So do I. We've got it. But we are maxed out in war mode against the globalist. You want people to literally engage in the frontline war. We're doing it. This is it. This is the real deal. So thealexandthor.com. Go there. Become a VIP. $30 a month. Canceling time for free. Get $40 to spend special offers. Go to Fuentes Store. Great designs. And support him. Because, Nick, you don't do that enough. And I've told you privately. You know, and I've told you, and I know you're smart. I told you when you were here like a year ago, we were at dinner. I said, you got to get big, you got to expand, or they're going to eat you. And folks, we've got to get more hosts. We've got to expand. Okay, you expand or you die. You expand or you die. And right now, they've got me frozen, and we are like, you know, just on the edge of this. I'm firing the bat signal. I need your support. And it's so simple. If you don't back the people that back you, folks, you're suicidal. Nick Fuentes.
Totally true. That's totally how it is. And you got to consider, I mean, on the other side, it's an unlimited war chest. When you're talking about DOJ, ADL, SPLC, who they just indicted last week, which was actually really positive, SPLC has $800 million in an offshore bank account. I got a call from the Washington Post. You mentioned they did this big spread about me talking about my super chats. They said, we did an AI program. We took a screenshot of your show every 1 second for a year. We found you raised $900,000. I want to say to the Washington Post, SPLC has $800 million in some offshore Caribbean bank account or something like this, some kind of arrangement like that. Where is the microscope on that source of funding? Where is the microscope on that kind of influence from the far left, from the institutional right? It just isn't there.
Well, and let me tell you, Joseph Farah at WorldNet Daily, great guy before he had a stroke, still a great guy. This is like 12 years ago now or whatever. He sued and got the Clinton Foundation documents, not their global initiative, the actual library in Little Rock. And you know what the first meetings at the White House were, and before they got in the White House, he was president-elect, it was about Clinton Chronicle documentary makers and some newsletters, and they said conservatism and populism is very popular. If we let these little things operate, selling T-shirts and VHS tapes, it will grow into a grassroots and will be defeated. So we've got to audit them, sue them, try to put them in prison, put the DOJ on them, just like targeting Christian NGOs. It's the same deal. Okay, folks, they are scared of a populist economy. In a war, it is literally your insurance. If conservatives look at the Israel lobby, they put their money in, they run everything. My God. And by the way, the SPLC is globalist intelligence agencies. They infiltrated us. They tried to set us up. They did everything. Folks, we are literally taking on. Let me tell you, the SPLC is a NATO group. Literally, I have the documents. I've covered it decades ago. Run so the CIA can hide it under NATO. Okay? SPLC is literally German intelligence. Okay? MI6 and Mossad. Okay, that's who we're up against, okay? And of course they run all the Nazi groups that get up there with low IQ crap and you know, who's the Nazis in the red outfits, Blood Tribe, and all that crap. But notice who wasn't on the list as an agent. It wasn't Nick Fuentes. It wasn't Alex Jones. You don't have high IQ, eloquent people calling for all this stuff. You think the globalists want us? But the people, it was always the white supremacists, like I told you. Literally saying I was a Jewish agent because I was high IQing all of this. They are doing that as a talking point on purpose, Nick.
That's 100% right. That is how they operate. I think I talked about that when you first got sued by the Sandy Hook parents.
The Democrat Party, yeah.
Right. The left-wing activist that basically sought out a plaintiff to destroy you is really what happened. But I said he didn't even back then. There is a deep relationship between free speech, money, and political opposition. A lot of people think free speech is about the ability, like this recent case last week, to be vulgar. It's about going out in public and saying obscenities or something like this. The purpose of free speech is political speech, and specifically political opposition.
Political is the most protected.
Yes, and specifically opposition, because it is political speech that is opposed to the regime, which poses the biggest threat, because speech is what organizes people. Speech is what gets people to vote. Speech is what gets people to rally and so on. And according to the Supreme Court, speech is money. According to Citizens United, the reason there's unlimited spending on super PACs from the rich is because they say giving somebody a dollar is a form of speech. And so what you find is that the size of your megaphone or platform is determined by money. If you have billions of dollars, you can buy the Washington Post, you can buy Twitch, you can buy a platform. In other words, you can buy the megaphone.
You can buy TikTok. And then that's the thing.
Right.
I have these meetings off record, and I don't violate it because it's not criminal. So if I have a private meeting with a globalist, and I've probably had 20 of them over the years, higher and higher levels, very highest levels, Kissinger tried to give me a job in front of a producer so I could talk about it because they didn't say that was secret, so I went and told it. Before they all sued me, they had this top Republican law firm that I had writing reports to the president because he would ask, well, give me a report, say, and then one guy that ran it's like wife was the head of a major federal agency, and I meet with them. They go, oh, so people want to meet with you. Can you come to town next week? So I'm up at this big high rise. It looked like network with the big table and the green lights and all that. And they go, listen, you're about to get sued for all this stuff. You're going to be destroyed. But if you come in and work for us, you'll be a fact checker, reform guy, house $50 million a year for your salary sound. And I said, no. And they went, well, you're going to be destroyed. You know that? You're really a fool. We don't get paid that. They said, you're so talented. Oh, you're so great. Kissing my ass. And I said, no. Then they tried to go to my family and people to get them on board. Okay? So my point is, these people that said this for money, I'll die for this. I've already turned down $50 million. Roger Ailes, 15, 16 years ago, tried to hire me to do a weekend show for 6 months. We'll put you on top of the thing. Limbaugh had heart problems. They thought he would die early. He was out in Hawaii. They said, we want you to put you on Limbaugh's show right now. My point is, I am proven. So are you. We are proven to tell the truth. We are proven under attack. And it is so retarded for people to deny otherwise. And I know how real the New World Order is because I could snap my fingers and still sell out. But it's impossible because I won't sign on to all this evil crap they're involved in. Go ahead.
Me neither. And you're totally right. I mean, that it is a gatekept situation. The only people that are allowed to rise to those levels are people that have been through that initiation process. So,
and
you're,
I'll just
100%
say this off
right.
Record. I'm not going to say names or anything. I've advised you with some of the top globalists, you know, the one or quasi globalists, the top people want to meet with you. I said, don't meet with them because you're going to sell out to them. It's a weird thing, though, that if you at least said no to them, then it's like a different deal. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, I'm worried about you, buddy.
I'm worried about me too, but fortunately I haven't met with anybody, and nobody's tried to bump me off or anything, at least as far as I know, except for what happened a couple years ago.
Meetings, they've sat around talking about whacking you, buddy. Like, you know, that's been discussed.
Yeah, I assume so. But I put on the, you know, we all have to go at some point. So
I agree. All I'm saying is I want them to know they're on the, I tell you, these globalists I've known over the years, they now are actually went out of it. That's how much trouble they're in. They're all building bunkers.
Mm. We got to get in the bunker business, man. You and me. Which country are we going to when a Democrat wins in 28?
They say the Southern Hemisphere is a lot safer in a nuclear war, but I think it's still all going to collapse under that. Well, listen, in closing, we got 2 minutes left. Nick Fuentes, another amazing interview, probably the best ever. I hope Massey wins tonight. I'm not making a prediction. I just have a bad feeling. But maybe I'm wrong. I'll be up late tonight covering it. You'll be on. You doing a live stream tonight?
Yes, I'll be on, I think, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and we'll be covering all the results from the race. Hopefully he pulls it out, but it doesn't look good right now, at least in the betting markets.
Well, you never have guests. I want on your show.
We're kind of changing our configuration here. We're going to do it. I'm going to start having guests. I'd like to have you up in Chicago. Let's do it in person.
I'll come. Absolutely. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble, FuentesStore.com. In closing, could Trump die in office?
I think it's possible. It's looking like he's not looking so good. He's fallen asleep. He's got makeup on both of his hands. He bragged that he figured out a dementia test. I guess they gave him a test to see if he had dementia, and he was bragging about it like he aced this exam.
His ankles are as big as my thighs.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like crap, and he's getting up there in age. He's not sounding good, so I think there's a good chance of that, and I don't know that a lot of people would be unhappy with that, because look, he's got the lowest approval ratings of any contemporary president. He's approaching the levels of Bush during the failing war in Iraq in the 2008 recession.
Yeah, he's got to be proud of himself hitching his wagon to the sinking Zionist.
Yeah, I hope he is. Well, here's the problem. He's delusional. He's out there every day saying we won the war. Their navies. I don't even know that he's really even processed that it's failing, that it's not working. Like you said, it's CNN and Fox News. They're just gassing him up every day.
And now the Pentagon says, sorry, they can shoot our planes down. We're not hitting them. That's the biggest story, I think, is the Pentagon said, no, we're not doing it.
Yeah, they're going around him and subverting him because he is clearly not listening. They told him Iran will close the Strait of Hormuz in February. He told them, no, I don't think they will. It's just a gut feeling. I don't think that will happen.
He told Tucker, clearly, told me privately before he became on the news, Trump said, everything I always do succeeds, you just watch. A week before the war. Last time they talked.
Yeah. And look at how that's going. So that's why I'm rooting for his demise at this point. I'm rooting for him to be defeated. And you know what? They will discard him. If they see him as too much of a liability, I would not put it past them that they will just simply discard him.
And all the sycophantic Mar-a-Lago courtiers, they are so delusional. I can't wait for them to not be in the radar anymore because I'm so sick of looking at them just like Joe Biden and Hillary. I'm just sick of them all. Nick J. Fuentes on Rumble. Talk to you soon. Thank you for the long interview.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
Powerful. All right, thanks, Nick. I'm going to try to call you later. All right. Harrison Smith takes over now with the War Room. Share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. Follow us there, rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble. And please support us. I need your help, folks. I can't fight the new world alone. Please help me.
Your arm been hacked off?